Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our new friend Larry Light. Larry is the author of Taming the Beast. He's a career financial journalist. And he's also a mystery writer, right, Larry? You write mystery novels. How can we find out how can we find your new book, Taming the Beast? But also, how can we find your mystery novels? Those of my audience who read them.
Right, my book, Taming the Beast, is under my byline, Larry Light, which is my byline in publications like the Wall Street Journal. My mysteries are under Lawrence Light, and they're all under. They all can be found at my website, lawrencelight.com.
All right. Lawrence, that's what your mother called you?
Yeah, when she's mad at me. But Taming the Beast is a departure because I wanted to take everything or a lot of what I know about finance and put it into Taming the Beast and to sort of tell people that they can hold their own against the smarties of Wall Street.
So when I'm standing here with a bazooka ready to blow Wall Street away with my rhetorically, with my scorn for them. When I'm talking about the fact that I don't see how we can invest our money in Wall Street and expect it to grow over 20, 30, 40 years without some major catastrophe somewhere in the middle like has happened the last couple of decades, you're the one who's going to try to take that gun out of my hand. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, to show that you can, you know, better than a bazooka against Wall Street, you know, Taming the Beast shows you how to use jujitsu, you know, use their own strength against them.
Use their own tools against them. I like that. So, all right, so how do we do that? I like this
path. Okay. There's a few things to realize that there's a wonderful type of investing called value investing.
Mm-hmm.
The technique, and it's proved pretty resilient through the years. It's not perfect, and I talk about its imperfections in Taming the Beast, but the core of it is to find good stocks that Wall Street is down on, they're out of favor,
right?
And you can buy them cheaply, and at some point, the market is going to wake up to them, and you'll do very well. Like Warren Buffett, who's usually listed as the richest man in the United States,
right,
if not the world, became a billionaire that way just by investing, just like you or I can.
Right.
And looking around.
Basically,
saying,
being a contrarian, right?
Exactly. Being a contrarian, knowing that there are certain things that are undervalued in the market.
And they're undervalued against their own, they're undervalued as stocks against their own balance sheet, basically, right?
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Yeah, there's no. You've got to figure out and this is where a financial advisor comes in. You've got to figure out a good balance for what you need.
Right.
It involves the value stocks. It involves index funds. It involves some foreign funds. I think funds are very helpful, although individual stocks can be helpful too. One thing I discovered, remember Google? It went public at $75 a share.
Right.
And my wife said, you know, you should buy this. This is the future. Everybody uses Google. And I thought, well, I remember the tech crash, you know, of the late 1990s.
Right.
I'm going to stay away from that. What a fool.
Uh-huh.
It went up almost 10 times in price. Now, of course, it's down some, but it's still a lot higher.
Still, what, $500 bucks a share or something like that?
That's right. Yes, I would still be had more, you know,
right,
sold my money.
And so, how many times has your wife reminded you about that in the last four or five years?
She reminds me often.
Every night at dinner, right?
That's right. So, but she's not a professional investor,
right.
and she can look around, and we all can look around, and that's what Taming the Beast hones in on, and see things that are, as I say, lying there in plain sight that. Maybe, and yes, Wall Street does a lot of manipulation. There's that flash crash last May where,
right,
the Dow went rocketing down just because some morons
pushed the wrong button.
Wrong bets and, and then and trading happens in an instant. The thing to do is to be a long-term investor. You don't want to move in and out of stocks.
Now wait a minute. We all know that buy and hold is a historical phenomenon that doesn't apply today. You're talking about buying and holding. Is that what you mean?
Yes, I do. But you don't buy and hold forever. You probably should adjust your portfolio twice a year.
Okay.
If something isn't working, you might get rid of it.
So don't buy it and forget about it for 10 years. You got to check on it a couple of times a year.
Yeah, right. You've got to be an active investor.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean, I buy crap tech today and sell it tomorrow because it went up a dollar. You know, that's a monkey's bargain.
Right.
And besides, the taxes will kill you and the trading fees.
Right.
And Taming the Beast lays all that out, you know, the don't do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the do this stuff is find good stocks and let them ride, or bonds. You know,
Do you think that the average investor is better off in indexes and mutual fund type of structures rather than buying individual stocks?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, you've got to find cheap index funds, and that's what Morningstar will help you do. Are there
index funds for value investing?
Track record.
Are there index funds for value investing?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
There are a whole raft of them out there. There's one that has been terrific called Ariel Funds,
uh-huh.
And its symbol is a turtle.
Right.
You remember the Aesop's fable of the
right. Oh yeah.
Tortoise and the
turtle.
Hare.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're
that's
the tortoise. You
that's
know,
a they, good symbol. They, hey Larry, I got to wrap it up. We're out of time. Will you come back another day? We've got more to teach us.
I'd love to, and my book Taming the Beast is I recommend it for anybody who wants to learn how to outsource.
Wherever books are sold. Thanks, Larry, for being here. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.